Well, it's one of the unintended consequences of our tourism boom. It's putting a strain on the health system. Between 2013 and October of last year, DHB spent $160 million on patients not eligible for public health care, overseas visitors, in other words. $51 million of that's already been written off. So what can we do about it? The Greens health spokesperson, Julianne Gent, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what are you proposing, a levy?
We're not. We have proposed increasing the tourism levy to pay for infrastructure and conservation, but we haven't got a really specific proposal about this. Our first step, I think, is to help the DHBs in chasing down that debt. It's a bit unreasonable to expect each DHB to have that capacity. It's probably something that needs to be led by central government and Ministry of Health.
Is it that big a deal? $160 million over 3 years, $50 million a year roughly, spread around 20 DHBs. It's not. I mean, yeah, you don't want to pay the bill, but it's not the end of the world, is it?
I think it's a surprising amount of money that would make a difference to our public health system, which is already quite stretched. But I think that many visitors to New Zealand won't use the health system. So we have to find a fair way so that those who do are able to get the health care they need while they're here, and that New Zealand taxpayers aren't asked to pay disproportionate amounts of money as we have increasing numbers of tourists.
You would have to do it through an airport levy or something like that, because if you did it at the health coalface, it'd be administratively a nightmare, wouldn't it?
I think even doing it at the point of entry could possibly be administratively challenging. I mean, some people have mooted the idea of requiring travel insurance, for example, for people who are visiting New Zealand, and I think that's an interesting idea. I'm not sure it would totally solve the problem, because with travel insurance, sometimes there's a deductible, and so you'd still have the same issue where you're having to chase up the travel insurance company possibly for payment, or the person who's accessed the services. So yeah, I think it's a definite issue. It's something that we need to find a solution to, and I think in the first instance, it's probably the responsibility of Ministry of Health to help out DHBs in chasing down those unpaid debts.
All right, appreciate your time very much. Julianne Gent, the Greens health spokesperson, with us this morning.